Dramatica Story Embroidery Class, recorded December 10th, 2013, led by Chris Huntley.
Well, welcome tonight. We're not going to be doing an analysis like we normally do. We're going to instead do story embroidery, where we will make up a story during this session. So, Sam, would you pick a number between 1 and 20?
9.
Okay, so I'm going to spin the model 9 times, come up with a random story form, including with gists, and that's going to be the basis for our story embroidery. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, Jim is a happy... Oh, yeah, so the overall story about drumming. All right.
Did you hard select holistic because the holistic never changed? But nothing was selected previously, right?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay, all right. Just wondering, it seemed
it was holistic the entire time?
It seemed to be, but that's okay. It's okay.
Six is bad, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Learning to dance. All right. Drumming and the benchmark of learning to dance.
Uh-huh.
All right. And now I will use the character generator to create 6 characters. They're going to be archetypes. I don't want any last names. Just makes it a lot easier. So let's... No, I don't want to print. Generate. A, B, F, G, G, T. Oh, good. They're all different names. So that's it.
2 female differences.
Well, it's female mental sex, so that's kind of good. All right, I will... It's okay.
Yeah.
We can pretend like we know what that is.
You're confused.
I will print this. Oh, actually, let me use the project overview, because it should...
Oh, sorry.
Here's...
All right, so... I'm going to just very quickly go over what we have. So, we've got Our main character is Tiffany, female, single. Well, of course, she could be married. It's just seems that she's just one person, not a group.
Yeah.
And she's the protagonist. Oh, that's wild.
Protagonist and main character.
Right.
Yeah. I see.
It sure does. Okay. And then we have Grace. Wait, what is this? We have the main character is the protagonist, and the influence character is the antagonist.
Yeah.
That's easy to keep track of.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's kind of, and considering that's random, it's really strange that it would do that.
Hmm.
Anyway, so Grace is the antagonist and influence character. Then we have Anthony, who is the skeptic. Bradley is reason. Francis, who's male, is sidekick. Jeremy, also male, is the guardian. Keith, male, is emotion. And Veronica, female, is the contagonist. Well, this is a nice, interesting, fun, kind of like not terribly creative list of characters. Wow, you can randomly do boring selections too.
Don't worry, we have interesting dynamics. We have, you know, success, bad outcome, decision.
Yeah, so it's a decision. Okay, right. We have a decision driven story in an option lock with a bittersweet ending, success, bad ending. Our main character is a change character who's also a start growth, so growing into sort of, something there. They have to step up to the plate as opposed to having a chip on their shoulders, the hole in the heart character, beer, and a holistic thinker. And it's a female, so that's
mm-hmm.
good. A woman, so that's good. Or a girl. We don't know how old she is. And the So, looking at the overall story, we have a domain of drumming. The concern is misinterpreting someone's intentions. The issue is following someone's instincts to do something versus conditioning. The symptom is doting on someone. That means that's what everybody thinks the problem is, and the response is being able to see in the dark. But the real problem is knowing something, and the solution is brainstorming about someone. The catalyst, which creates more conflict and moves the overall story forward, is giving a strict interpretation of something. The inhibitor is having a particular hair color. And the benchmark is learning how to dance. Okay.
Somebody should make this movie.
That's right.
It's all right there.
We then have a goal of understanding a particular group's intentions. Consequence is planning someone's career. The cost is someone hiding from the past. The dividend is forgetting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. The requirement is studying filmmaking while drumming, I guess. Prerequisite is forming an original thought. Preconditions, focusing on someone's immediate needs, and forewarnings are thinking out.
Not sure
what that means.
What does that mean?
It's feeling like a Bing Crosby, Bob Hope kind of movie.
Yeah.
Maybe thinking out loud? I don't know. It seems like there's a word missing there.
Yeah.
Then we have Tiffany, main character's through line. She's, as I said, she's a change, start, be your holistic thinking character. A domain of having a double standard. Concern of recollecting. The issue of telling the truth versus falsehood. Her problem is being a know-it-all. A solution is contemplating a particular group. The symptom is perceiving something, someone, whatever. And the response is making something a reality. Her unique ability is being wary of something. And her critical flaw is divining something about a particular group with a benchmark of meditating. The influence character... Oh.
We didn't do that.
We didn't do the sign.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I'll leave those out for the moment. I'll go back and do this. The influence character is Grace, who's a steadfast character. Her domain is being stuck on a surfboard.
Well, that's a tough situation.
Okay, this is going to be
very influential.
Her concern is about someone's dark past.
It could be just offshore. She's yelling.
It could be stuck on her. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
I mean, she's
it's all, or it could be something metaphorical. I don't
right.
know. Yeah.
Right. Her face is on a surfboard.
Right. There you go. Everyone knows
like
Grace's
that?
Face.
Oh, wow.
Or she's stranded in this party lifestyle.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. But imagine if her face was used as a logo on something that
mm-hmm.
she's no longer part of, and her face is on all these surfboards.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
That's great.
The issue of suffering a twist of fate. The Grace's problem is being nonpartisan about something. The solution is being unbalanced. Grace's symptom is what she thinks her problem is that she's favoring, and the response is having a disability. Oh, that's really interesting. Her unique ability, which is what allows her to sort of have it undermine the main character's unique ability, is intervening for something, and Grace's critical flaw is providing evidence to a particular group. And the benchmark is getting by. I like that. So the relationship, which we haven't established what kind of relationship these two women have, the domain is being famous. So that works with the decal on the surfboard.
Yeah.
Concern of visualizing mentally. The issue is showing a particular group's higher self versus sense of self. The problem and the relationship is extending something into the future. The solution is prognosticating for a particular group. The relationship symptom is lusting after a particular group. And the response is being unable, or disable, you probably take that as, catalyst of being without prospects. Ooh. So being famous, but you have a catalyst of being without prospects. That certainly could be interesting in terms of causing conflict. And the inhibitor is listening to a particular group with a benchmark of seeking inspiration about something. All right. Mm. And then we have, I'm going to go through and just talk about the benchmarks for each of the four through lines very quickly. In the big picture overall story, starts off with misinterpreting something. Then signpost two is freeing a particular group. Practicing cognitive learning. And making love somewhere is the last act. All under the domain of drumming. I wonder what they're drumming. for our main character, Tiffany, she starts off with holding something dear. The second act is about responding inappropriately. The third act is being phobic of something. And the fourth is meditating on something. There seems to be a little theme here going on. Hmm. And then the influence character, Grace, she starts off being being something from the past. Okay, that sort of fits in really nicely. Then slowing something, occurring in the time ahead, something, I guess, in the future. And then going on with one's everyday life is her last act. And then the relationship, it starts off with planning something, mm-hmm. and this is in the context of being famous, emulating a particular group, changing into something, and being inspired by a particular group. So, the way I think we're going to go about this is just a little bit different. I had a suggestion from Jim, who just did this last night with his students, and one of the things that he had found very useful was to define what each of the domains are. So, come up with, is that pretty much what you were saying? Mm-hmm. Define what those domains are. So that way we have a point of reference for each of the four through lines to understand what everything else happens within that. Mm-hmm. We may want to come up with a couple other things first, just storytelling-wise, like when, where, genre, that kind of stuff. And so, I'll just say, when, where, genre, and isn't pretty much the we already have all the who and everything. So, Sandy, you want to start off with
suggestions? Wins?
Sure, whichever you want.
The 1980s.
Okay.
That fits surfing and drumming.
I know, I'm just kind of...
1980s?
Uh-huh.
Key?
Hmm. Where? Well, the surf thing says Hawaii or California.
I'm going to go with
California.
Okay, so SoCal?
Yeah.
All right, Southern California. And genre?
What do you mean in this context?
What kind of genre is it? This, I mean this in the video store sense, not in the Dramatica sense.
Drama, comedy, action.
Well, let's not do documentary.
A buddy picture or film?
Manga. Yeah.
Buddy picture. Any of those. Anything you want. Rom-com.
Don't want musical.
Oh, you want to skip?
Because there's too much music already. What?
Okay.
Musical option too.
I guess comedies.
Comedy?
Yeah,
okay.
Sounds good.
I think it's...
Those gists, yeah.
Opens up more...
No, these aren't gists. These are just storytelling giving us a sense of what the tone is going to be and kind of subject matter-wise when and where this is going to take place so that we're not, like, having spaceships and unicorns and characters from historical past all together unintentionally.
Yeah.
If it's intentional, that's fine. But if it's unintentional, that could be a bit of a mess. So
I have Bill and Ted.
So now, what I'd like to do, we've got four remaining people, and so I want each of you... Now, the one rule is, okay, we're going to go round robin, so we'll go Jim, and then you three, and then around the table here again. I think we have a total of 7, 8 if you include me, but I won't be in it, so that's good. If you want to skip, no problem. You're never required to participate. But what that means is that the next time it comes around will be the next time you have an opportunity to do it. Normally, we just allow you to pick whatever top, any of the story points that you want to illustrate. That's fine. But I want to start off with the four domains just so we can get that groundwork done, and the rest of it should fit nicely. The other rule is you need to follow what the gist is in general. We're not going to be Nazis about it. But
or Gestapos.
Gestapos?
Yes.
Oh, Gestapo? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandy. But...
Trademark.
You must honor anything that's already come before. So if somebody's established some part of the world, you can't do something that's going to completely be, contradictory to that.
It's SoCal of the planet Earth. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
in 1980s AD.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Or whatever.
Layer ground rules in.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Jim, pick one of the four domains, and if you can come up with an illustration for it, that would be great. Describe it in some fashion so that it pins it down a bit.
So I'll try.
Right.
For Tiffany, the main character.
Okay, so main character, right? And you're saying the domain.
Yeah.
Which we have. Her domain is having a double standard.
So could it be honesty is the best policy, except when it prevents you from getting ahead?
Sure.
Honesty is good for everybody else except her.
Honesty is
like a pragmatic honesty.
Yeah.
Good for everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. And do as I say, not as I do. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Or however you want to put it.
Sure.
That
works.
That'll fit with having a double standard.
Well, in the issue, telling the truth versus falsehood.
Oh, yeah. We got.
I know, I'm just saying it fits.
Yeah,
fits.
No, it fits. He was looking at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's... David?
David, do you want to illustrate one of the four, the remaining three through lines? We have the overall story, domain of drumming, influence character of being stuck on a surfboard, or the relationship through line of being famous.
Well, let's see... I better pass at this point. I'm still trying to follow everything from the PDF.
Okay. No problem.
In fact, I'm feeding it into Romantica as I speak, just so I have that to work with.
Excellent.
Next is Jeff.
Jeff?
I'll pick an obvious one. Being famous.
That's the relationship?
I guess I... sort of characterize, I fill in being famous with B.
What are they being famous for? What is the nature, where's the conflict in being famous in the relationship?
One is a parent, the other one's a child. The child's being encouraged to follow in the footsteps of the parent.
So it's a famous parent and their child. Okay. And famous for what?
Singer.
Okay. Famous.
Couldn't be drumming.
Yeah. Drummer, right. Prime musician.
With
it's Phil Collins.
Child.
It's a different story.
That's great.
Okay. Especially if the child has no talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, figure 1980s SoCal. Surfboards and drums were involved. They're probably in a band.
Are you saying that the? Are you talking about which of the two are you trying to illustrate?
I see.
Well, I would
OS.
I would imagine Tiffany and Grace.
Well, no, he's
okay, no, I'm
Dave.
Saying, are you talking about the overall story, drumming, or as being in a band, drumming as relates to a band, or are you talking about Grace being stuck on a surfboard?
I think, David, were you actually choosing a domain?
Well, I think he did.
We're just tossing out suggestion, but let's see, if I have to pin it down to a domain, this is where I always have trouble with Dramatica, let's see.
Well, you have, it's fortunately, you have two choices remaining. You've got the overall story domain, which involves drumming, and you have the influence character domain, which involves being stuck on a surfboard. I mean, it sounds like, from what you were saying, you were illustrating the overall story domain, which is a band which is having trouble with their drummer or drumming.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you meant, or am I reading into it, or...
No, that sounds good.
Okay. So that's the OS.
I'll take it as a happy accident, sure.
Why not?
I don't think it's an accident, though, because I think what you're picking up on the pattern, and it's just naturally filling in. You were making the connection without realizing you were illustrating a particular point, but you were illustrating a particular point that was already there.
That happened a lot last night.
Yeah.
So we have a band has troubles with drumming. I'll just leave it at drumming. We can get more specific if it's a drummer or if it's a band that does drumming. You know, it could be like Stomp or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Sam. So
hey,
do you
had this great idea about... Grace's face being stuck on a surfboard.
What an excellent idea! Now, Grace is which character?
She's the impact character.
No. Is she the parent or the child?
Oh. She is a parent, and when she was a child, she was famous as a child and is now dealing with those.
Ah,
so
interesting.
A whole line of surfboards was named after her, and...
Okay, so we're going to be looking at Tiffany, who's a child. It's going to be her story, not the parent, Grace.
Okay.
Right.
So that's the I didn't hear that their relationship is mother and daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
The famous singer parent with child, and so what you're saying is at least what you just said was that as a child, maybe singer or she might even be a singer now. But she got her face stuck on a logo for a surfboard, and that's now sort of haunting her.
Mm-hmm.
Her past is sort of around. Maybe it's... Maybe
it's,
she wasn't...
Maybe it's
who
keeping her from moving into the singing thing that she wants to be, or she's...
Or maybe it's not just her face.
Okay. That's interesting, yeah.
True, that's good. Yeah,
she
I like
wants
that.
To be known for more than her body. Yeah.
Very sexy, now she's a parent and trying to be more conservative, I guess.
Okay, so Grace is sexy,
delicious,
and image on surfboard. Okay, now we can go anywhere. Now that we've got the four major parts, so let me just sort of restate this. The overall story involves a band that's having troubles with drumming. The main character is Tiffany, who we have now established as a child, or at least the child of Grace. We're not sure about age yet.
Right.
She might be she might be the daughter, but not necessarily a child.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace is the influence gang, and Tiffany is about. You know, her domain is about honesty is good for everyone else, but she doesn't necessarily practice it herself. Her mother, Grace, has this sexy image of her on a surfboard that seems to haunt her. And in the relationship, Grace is a famous singer and parent of her daughter, who she wants to follow in her footsteps. Okay, so that's the context of at least what we've established so far.
The being famous, is that's the relationship, right? That's a relationship domain.
That's a relationship, right.
So it's not necessarily becoming famous, but playing the role of, or playing as famous, maybe?
Well, being famous, meaning it's not, they're not a... Pardon?
They already are famous?
In other words, you know, it's not something of their nature. It's something that is attributed to them, or
okay.
It's their condition. It's not, they're not like...
But being that it's on the domain and not the concern level, it would be how you think about being famous.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Is really what that would be.
So they may not...
It's a lifestyle issue.
There's a lot of range there, though.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like
We're talking about one is famous and the other is not, and the tension that it creates in the relationship.
And but how you think? Yeah, how you
think
sort of
famous.
Deal with, you know, the fame. You know, fame is part of the family, obviously, and so
and
it's like
it's the
we could say
it's a manipulation psychology domain.
Yeah.
So that's what
do we care about being famous or don't we care about being things like that?
And
okay.
Grace is famous for the surfboard. But the singing still may not be...
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So,
all right.
And you may pick any of the story points. And
his trouble with drumming. Let's see, goal. Understanding a particular group's intentions.
This is which
I'm trying to get a handle on the overall story. Because it's either the concern or the goal. That's what I'm focusing on, understanding a particular group's intentions. Because okay, it's a comedy, right? I'm just thinking in terms of there's some competition, and or some showcase, but that Tiffany as the protagonist wants to get in on, but Tiffany is trying to figure out, okay, so obviously there's this band that she's a part of. She wants to get her band into the showcase. Maybe it's on a TV show, you know, or talk show or a variety show or something. Or maybe it's she's trying to get on the Star Search.
So you're trying
you
to illustrate which one?
Well, I'm focusing on goal, understanding a particular group's intentions. So
identify the group and the intentions.
All right, the group would be the group of judges, or the group putting on the showcase, trying to understand Does that really make sense?
You're really close. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. trying to understand what it'll take for her band to get into the showcase or this competition.
Or yeah.
And I'm just trying to think in the 1980s maybe it's Star Search or something.
It should be Ed McMahon. Yeah.
Yeah, Star Search. Yeah, she's trying to get.
Which group are you talking? You're talking. She's trying to get her drumming group
or
her musical
Who's
group
intention?
Or the. The Star Search.
The Star Search people, the producers.
And by intentions, what do you mean?
Why they do Star Search?
Understanding a particular group's intentions and
what they want out of their winners.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are they just going to exploit them, or are they going
to?
Tiffany. All right, so Tiffany is like the daughter of this famous person who's like. You know,
right?
And it's just like
story,
so she's trying to understand why are they letting us in on the showcase when our drummer sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you could take a cue from Spinal Tap.
Something like
that. Is she a lead singer?
Yeah,
or,
sure.
Okay, whatever.
Lead singer or lead guitarist.
Why Star Search?
Why are these producers putting us on the fast track for the show when we're not that good?
Producers putting band on Star Search. That's fine.
Okay.
But when they're not good, that's the
okay.
Problem,
yes.
Right. So, what's the history
when,
here?
They are.
What's the intent? What's the intention
motive
here? Yeah.
Right. Well, they want the mom.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's great.
They have
okay
connections in the surfboard industry.
All right, Key.
So what's the question? I'm trying to
do? Whichever one you want. If you have, this is for you to pick.
So we have the four through lines of the four domains.
Right. So now you can pick any topic and illustrate it, as long as it's consistent with the gist, which gives you sort of the handle on it,
right,
and then
right
anything we've already written.
Okay.
Jim is over here, like,
first
dying.
Don't pick mine. Don't pick
that's
mine.
That's the worst time to wait.
Yeah.
Essentially, we have a main character who is a beer and a know-it-all. It also, let's see.
Do you want me to pass and come back when you've got one?
Well,
in mind?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite sure what we're doing now. So we're just
we're
trying
illustrating
to any part of it.
Yeah,
just
we're illustrating.
Any,
we're writing
any
the story. We're coming up with the story now.
I got nothing.
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
That's why the whole thing about passing. Sometimes you have to pass until inspiration strikes, and then you go, oh, okay. You know, and then...
So the field is open. Anything that hasn't been defined yet, we can pick that and illustrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. But following the gist. But not in any order. Do you have a one you'd like to illustrate? Story point?
I'm thinking about one, but I don't have it worked out, so you might
come
pass
back
and see
okay
if it'll be there when I come around.
Jim?
I want a couple more minutes to figure it out.
come on, you'll talk it through.
No, I will. So the driver's decision?
Okay.
So since there's judging involved,
mm-hmm,
the final concluding event is that her band wins the big competition.
So is that outcome or driver?
Driver.
Okay, driver. All
right.
So the
concluding driver.
That's one of the five big decisions.
Is chosen as winner.
Even though they were clearly like the worst.
Hmm.
They invite mom up on stage. And
even though.
Which was bad for Tiffany.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oscar, please.
Yes. That would be Dave, would be the first one.
David? Dave?
Dave.
Did you want to illustrate one?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still trying to catch up.
That's fine. That's fine.
Then Jeff would be next.
Jeff?
Could you run over the... I'd like to try another driver. Could you run over the overall story signposts?
Sure. The overall story signposts, we have the first act is about misinterpreting something.
Mm-hmm.
The second act is about freeing a particular group. The third act is about practicing cognitive learning. Oh man, this is really, this just falls right into place.
It's learning. Okay.
The fourth act is about making love somewhere.
Wow. I'd like to throw a bribe in there somewhere. Like, somebody bribes a judge.
Well, I mean, misinterpreting something, you've got to sort of make it fit to the story form as opposed to just being a beat, but,
yeah, pick one of those. It's going to be...
That could be a precondition. Focusing on some things, immediate needs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could think of the panel or the judges.
Mm-hmm.
The not looking at the thing.
Well, a precondition is, you know, they sort of say, well, you know, I have this loan to pay back, and, you know, you help me out with that, and we can, you know, that could be considered a precondition.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so.
But it's Jeff's. It's Jeff's.
Let me see if I can try something.
Yeah.
the present.
Would you like us to come back?
Yeah, wait. Influence character, could I do influence character resolve steadfast?
Of course.
That she has, she keeps insisting on one certain way of winning, one certain way of,
well, see, she's, her problem.
She wouldn't be involved in the winning. She wouldn't be involved in the winning.
Okay, her problem is going to be about, is about being nonpartisan. So she's not going to change on that. That's, and which we could either look at it, it's, she just sticks to that. She sticks at being nonpartisan. Or you can use it by looking at the response. In other words, the response is how she thinks she's going to solve things for her. And if she continues to follow that response, that is being, that's steadfast. And this steadfast, the response is having a disability.
Hmm.
Say that again. A disability?
Having a disability is the gist for the for Grace's response.
One-armed dreamer.
Influence character response. So in other words, she sort of gets out of things by, you know, she's by being lame.
Yeah, I'm hampered by this thing.
You know, that's her.
Okay. Response of disability or something.
Yeah.
In other words, if she thinks she's getting favors and that's causing trouble, so her response is, well, I have a surfboard injury. I'm too short or whatever.
The surfboard injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she sticks with that as her way of sort of excusing her behavior.
Yeah.
Okay.
So drinking might be a little cliche.
And it has to be nonpartisan, right? I mean, that's,
it's least, like not taking sides.
She doesn't take sides because of her disability.
Wait, this is,
well,
this
just
is an influence character, not
right.
This is not,
well, yeah, the influence character problem being nonpartisan. That just kind of means don't take sides.
We're doing response.
But response, right.
But I'm trying to connect the two.
Okay.
How they fit together.
Wait.
You can do it. Okay, wait, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So this is the response. Resolve continues
in her nonpartisan.
Just do all three at once, even though it's,
okay. Yeah. So continues to use surfboard injury as excuse, and the, which also ties to the IC. Oh, that's in the wrong place. Sorry, IC response. She brings up past injury.
Well, resolve also goes in.
Get out of problems. Yeah, you can easily see that if she was, you know, she's obligated to do a gig, or she has something she really doesn't want to do. She's like, it's that old war wound. It's that old surfboard injury.
That concussion makes me unable to make a decision.
Huh?
Do you want to do the problem too? Because everybody seemed excited about that as well. Her problem.
Being nonpartisan?
Yeah. I'm not taking sides. But basically, her position is don't take sides.
Right.
The side she takes is
don't take sides.
And yet her,
and yet what?
Her unique ability is intervening, so that's interesting not to take sides.
All right. Sam?
Yeah,
but maybe that's her way of intervening. Is everybody else is trying to get her to take sides?
Sam, did you have something you'd like to illustrate?
No, I keep forgetting to unmute. Anthony, the skeptic, is the bass player.
Okay, skeptic is the bass player. Got it.
Father of Grace.
Whoa.
I mean, sorry, father of Tiffany.
Okay.
How complicated the web is getting.
Father of Tiffany. Excellent.
And therefore,
Grace's
ex-husband or ex-husband.
Were they married or not?
I'll say no.
Okay, so just the father of Tiffany, but not the ex ex-husband.
He's the baby papa.
Or husband. Okay. He is the, the baby daddy.
Baby daddy. Whatever the kids are saying.
Okay.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Going back to the objective story.
Okay, OS.
Symptom of doting on someone already fits what I was saying, is that everyone dotes on Grace. Just because, she's sort of like Angeline. She's on, was that her name, Angeline, on all the billboards?
Oh, yeah, the blonde.
And so Grace is like, she's got this iconic image, and everyone dotes on her, even though it is seen by Tiffany, the protagonist, as a problem.
Okay.
Because it hampers her, the fact that people sort of dote on her sort of gets in the way of her trying to, put together a decent band.
Okay, so it disrupts the band.
Yeah, disrupts Tiffany's efforts to create a quality band.
Okay. All right.
Well, my instinct is that Tiffany wants to...
What story point are we illustrating?
I think we're on the impact characters.
Main character is a Tiffany.
I'm sorry, impact characters. Main character, Tiffany. That's what I said, Tiffany. That she wants to get her fame independent of Mom. Not riding on Mom's coattails, except when she needs to. So there's the double standard.
Okay, but what are you illustrating?
Being a know-it-all is a problem.
Yeah.
Kind of, it goes along with that.
I think that she's always quite sure that Mom doesn't know how to do things, except when she needs Mom's name or fame or whatever. So that ties in with both of her double standard and her being a know-it-all when Mom gives her advice and things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's just that. She's quite sure she knows how to make her band famous.
Now, remember, the band is the overall story, so this
right.
is going to be the stuff that's particularly Tiffany.
Well, but I mean, I think it's because she's protagonist, I think that she
but
wants
this isn't,
the band's
this
fame.
Isn't about the protagonist?
Right.
This is about the main character.
But I still think it means a lot to her to have the band be famous. That's what I'm...
Well,
right,
in many ways, she's a know-it-all in her personal life.
Right.
In
and how does it cause her trouble? This is the main character problem. So this is the source of her problems that she's going to get over by the end of the story because she's a changed character. And
I think because she doesn't listen to her mom when she needs to, she doesn't listen to anybody, and by the end of the story she does. She's not as much of a know-it-all by the end. She gradually changes to
okay,
become...
Okay, so she doesn't listen to anyone's advice on anything.
Right.
Then how does that cause her problems, though? Like what?
She's just missing clues that she ought to pick up. And, since misinterpreting is a common thing through all of this, there's a lot of misinterpreting in the overall story, and then... her unique ability, which eventually gets overridden, is being wary, probably of the wrong things. So she's jumping at shadows and worried about the wrong stuff.
So when she doesn't listen to any advice, what happens to her that's troublesome?
Like not paying enough attention to the...
No, what happens? That's, you're telling me an illustration of what know-it-all is, but you're not telling me how it's a problem. I mean, character problem.
Well, I was trying to get to the fact that it hurts the band because they're not rehearsing the right things.
But how does it hurt Tiffany?
Her whole identity is tied up in this band. It means everything.
But this is the part. This is the one thing that's really important to understand. The main character, if you took that character out and put him in a different story, this is the stuff that would go with them.
Right.
So
fame is
the band is not part of who she is. By definition, it just happens to be the context in which we're seeing
right.
a lot of this
and
play
so
out.
So fame is integral to her identity. She wants to be famous wherever she is. Whatever, wherever you put her, she'd want to be famous.
Would it be something like?
But that's
it
again,
keeps her
being
conflict,
famous is the relation is that that's a problem in the relationship. Not she's got a, her issues are that she's got a double standard.
Maybe when she doesn't listen to other people's advice, she has no friends. Like nobody wants to be around her,
right?
Because
I mean, it's hard to take her seriously when she's not even taking good advice.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm not hearing?
I'm just giving you all I can come up with.
No, right. But I'm just saying what. So,
yeah.
For instance, what Jim was saying. So she doesn't have friends because of it. That's an example of how it would be a problem. Or.
See, I think a lot of that is implicit in the idea that she's supposed to be leading this band, and yet she's not doing a very good job of it. Wherever she was, whatever group she was in, she would be trying to lead it her own way, without taking advice, being a know-it-all, and not paying attention to what the good advice she's being given.
Right, you're like right at the edge of then saying, you're identifying one half of the equation, and I just want you to tip it over because you're saying this is an area she has a problem, but you're not saying what the problem is. That's all I'm asking you is how does it manifest?
Well, I think you said lack of friends, lack of people taking her seriously.
Okay, that's fine. Anything will work. And the difference, what I'm doing, and you're saying it's implicit, what we're doing here by definition in the story embroidery is we're making it explicit.
Okay.
We're not taking an abstract story form, which is really all these relationships are implied. Mm-hmm. We're then turning it into something that is a very specific story, not just an any story. So, yeah, so she doesn't get listened to.
She's a know-it-all. He doesn't.
No one takes her seriously. That's it. Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah. See, and that's really nice because she doesn't listen to anybody, so no one takes her seriously, and that's the problem for her.
Well, and I mean, to me, it still ties back into double standard, is that she will tell you she's taking you seriously until it's not to her advantage.
Absolutely,
totally.
Absolutely. No, and that's completely correct. I think it's an excellent example.
Yeah.
It's just, it goes from just redefining the gist to actually incorporating the story point, which is main character problem with that. So that, and I think the way it is now, it does everything. So that's great. That's really strong.
Can you repeat the point real quick?
Well, if the problem is her know-it-all, being a know-it-all, that... See, I link that with her double standard. Those two things.
Well, they're very consistent.
Right.
But what was the problem there? How did you write it up?
So the way I wrote it, I know you can't read it. She doesn't listen to anyone's advice, being a know-it-all. Being a know-it-all, she doesn't listen to anyone's advice, and therefore, no one takes her seriously. No one
takes her seriously.
And that's,
right.
That's a source of her angst.
Right, and that caused her problems,
right.
Personally.
Right.
They didn't get the...
They didn't get what?
The report everybody has online.
Oh, they only got the
we
front
only
side?
We have up to a... We have, like, issue and 12 questions, but we don't have people.
They only got the
okay.
Front side.
I can...
Just wait 1 second. We'll get it to you.
I'll send you that one.
Yeah, we only got the front. They only got...
Sorry about
one
that. One momentito.
It's okay.
If you gave us the kitchen sink report, we'd be all...
No, fine. No. The overview would be better. That's because that's what we're all working from.
Even when I go out and run and buy another
ream
of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no. This is it's only 2 pages.
I'm joking.
I know that.
Sam is the comedian.
And more ink.
Edit that part out again.
No. I'll leave this in.
Like when I pick my nose.
Exactly. Okay. And I will mail this off.
That's right. If this were edited out, wouldn't there be jump cuts?
There could be.
It just gives the audience something to say, continuity error. Ha ha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You always look a little jumpy, Jeff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If I do it
I don't think we've gotten comments in the YouTube channel.
No.
And all this work, and we don't get any...
There we go.
That's okay. We don't want YouTube.
Are you really missing that?
No, we don't want
to. End of civilizations.
Okay. So I have sent that. Jim is probably going to get that to you guys very quickly. And we can then move on once Jim has sent that off. Then we'll all be on the same page, so to speak.
Page two. Whichever.
Yes.
What do we have for overall story? Like, for example, the goal is...
We currently only have three things defined. We have the domain, symptom, and goal. The domain is a band has a trouble with the drummer, with drummings or a drummer. The symptom is everybody is...
doting on the mom.
Doting on Grace, the mom, and which disrupts the efforts to create a band. Disrupts
mm-hmm.
Tiffany's effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then the goal is to try to find out why the producers are putting the band on Star Search when they're no good.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Find out what it is that they're what is it they want.
Oh my
god. Please come back to me.
Well, it's Jim's turn, so
yeah, I'm playing. I'm still trying to get the mother child relationship as the antagonist. Protagonist.
Oh, the mother-child relationship isn't protagonist-antagonist.
I thought, though, they were Grace and
only
Tiffany.
In the context of the overall story.
Okay.
Their relationship is not as protagonist and antagonist. That's only with regards to the goal.
Take the mother-daughter. That,
in the relationship, it's about mother-daughter.
Okay.
Not about star and wannabe star
there
or whatever.
You, yeah. Yeah. Thinking about starring or be starring my mom. The star mom doesn't.
Well, okay. Jim, why don't you go ahead and to do yours and we'll come back. No, we can just come right back while you're.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, outcome success?
Yes.
So they decide the band wins, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
No.
Tiffany discovers that Ed McMahon wants to sleep with her mother.
Ed McMahon, of
Ed
course.
McMahon.
That makes perfect sense.
Wants what?
No, that Ed McMahon is sleeping with her mother or wanted to sleep with
to,
her
yeah.
mother.
This is
like
Star Search to the core.
You took my idea. No, I'm kidding.
Well, is it, which is it? Wants to sleep or has been sleeping?
Because the sports signpost is making love somewhere, so.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Perfect.
I really want to picture it.
Very, very good. Very good. Bravo. Multi-appreciational moment.
Yay.
Yeah. All right.
James, did you...
So was it a pro-tag, antag thing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to... I'm playing around with the symptom response and of the main character.
Well, in the main character, the symptom is perceiving. So in other words, there's a perception issue. She thinks that she's got that either she's got troubles when she's perceiving something or people are perceiving her, and her response is to make something a reality.
Right.
You know, pardon my French, this is always going to be explicit anyway. It's kind of like, well, they think I'm a slut, so I'm going to be a slut.
Right.
You know, it's that kind of a relationship between those two.
Right.
Or they think I'm a good girl. Well, I'll go out and
prove the other way.
Prove otherwise, right.
Right. So the outcome being success is going to be McMahon. How does that work as a success, the outcome?
Well, the goal is to find out why the producers are putting the band on Star Search when they're so bad.
Right.
Well, they discover that it's because the producer, Ed McMahon, at Star, wants to sleep with her mom, or is sleeping with her mom.
So, the goal is a success, but it's kind of, but it's bad.
Right.
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 Okay.
Okay.
I mean, bad is another illustration.
Trying to go for personally.
Yeah.
She found out what she was looking for as a protagonist, but whatever was going on with her double standard doesn't seem to work out for her.
Because
that's the main character. Bad, good or bad is main character.
Oh.
Jim just wants to write, just take this and go write the story.
I always at the end, I always want to write the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, the main character's symptom and response is not related to the overall story?
That is correct. It's related to the main character.
It's not, okay.
And
so
her
it doesn't
personal
right.
happiness.
Yeah, that's the difference. The overall story is the big picture. In Gone with the Wind, it's about, you know, it's the Civil War. Whereas the main character stuff is about Scarlett O'Hara and what all her, you know, wishes and what she wants to happen for herself personally. So they happen in the same narrative space, but they're completely different parts of the story. And that's the same thing with this. When we're looking at Tiffany, they were talking about Tiffany, the daughter of a famous whatever singer and model or something. You know, sort of a mommy dearest thing, which of course you have in the concern of recollecting. You could easily see that as being something about memoirs or something along those lines. Well, do you want us to come back?
Yeah.
Okay,
and telling the truth about it
is
a constant issue. Do I or
yeah.
do I not tell people what happened?
Right.
So yeah, I'm still, it's getting a little bit more solid, so I'm trying to get the relationships all clear in my head, too.
Okay. Online.
Dave?
You want to try something?
So help me, I may actually take a stab at this. I'd like to explore the one of the aspects that Dramatica introduces that I see assuming frequently in other places. Let's explore Veronica.
Oh,
the
okay. The Contagonist, excellent. And what do you have to say about Veronica?
Well, let's see. If the goal of the Contagonist is to restrain and restrict the main character's actions, then it would make sense for her to be, for instance, Ed McMahon's assistant.
Okay, that works.
She is assisting in production. She is rules lawyering and micromanaging the contestants to control just how much they find out about what's going on behind stage.
Excellent.
That's awesome. That's great.
Excellent. That works really well. Now, this is a point of clarification. Contagonist doesn't have to be in regard to the main character or the protagonist. It's really sort of the approach they have in the effort to reach the goal or to prevent the goal. So it's not as targeted by that, but it's fine. You know, that illustrating the way you did is completely legit. It just doesn't have to be only that. It can be
as
other
direct.
Things too. Yeah. But being direct, just like having a main character be the protagonist, it's an okay.
She's going to interfere with everyone's actions
yes.
in that way.
Perfect. That's excellent. Jeffrey?
I kind of like Veronica as the protagonist, too.
Contagonist.
You mean contagonist.
Okay. Preconditioning, or consequence. Consequence would be if they fail to prove, if Tiffany fails to prove that they have good intentions for going on Star Search.
So the consequence is planning someone's career. So how do you see that? What if they don't find out the answer to this, then what was that again?
No, I was reasoning out. Consequence, the goal would be, the consequence would be if they fail to achieve the goal, and
correct.
Tiffany being the protagonist.
So, but the gist says planning someone's career. So, if she didn't find out,
I was thinking maybe they'd have to go to plan another career. They'd have some other career in the wings that they'd have to, like Tiffany.
Can be too much or too
has
little.
To can't be in the band. She'd have to go to another career.
Okay, so the plan is for the someone
break up. The band would break up. They'd have to each member would have to go. They don't have enough money. They're just a startup band, and they this would be their big break, but they'd split up if they and.
It would seem to me, if you're looking at that, and this is a consequence which ultimately does not come into play, but the someone, I'm assuming you're saying, is Tiffany, or the lead singer, right?
Right.
And
right.
who's doing the planning? Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in other words, Mom has a completely different career path already...
Yeah,
developing
I've got this other
for her.
Path. If you don't make it on Star Search, here it is. And they don't like it.
Great. I think that works perfectly. Did you have a particular career in mind?
Oh, something like accountant or something. I mean, something really
mundane?
Huh?
Something really mundane?
Yeah,
real estate.
Completely opposite from. Now Tiffany is the protagonist.
Yes.
Okay, and Grace is the mother.
And the antagonist.
So her mother is, was this former. I guess maybe doting. Oh! She would have something with publicity. No publicity. Something where she'd have to be tied with her mother in a doting way. She wants to break free from her mother, and she'd have to, if this fails, she'd have to have a career tied in so closely with her mother that...
So, like a personal assistant or...
Yeah.
Okay,
she'd be out of the limelight. She'd be basically...
Right, which of course would, in fact, look to be really frightening to the lead singer.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. Sam?
Overall story catalyst, giving a strict interpretation of something. The strict interpretation, what causes problems, what causes conflict, is the fact that Star Search is supposed to be for unknowns, and we've got a mom who used to be, you know, who has some kind of fame in the past, you know, so it's not fair. Their drummer is somewhat known as well.
So enforcing the discovering unknown policies would be, you know... being strictly
right.
Interpreting something is going to cause conflict. Okay.
Yes.
Or increases the pace of the conflict.
Okay. That. Sounds good. All right.
Sandy? Sure, I'll do inhibitor of having a particular hair color. When you're dealing with a band in the 80s, it's like, okay, are we going to go punk? Are we going to go, you know, are we going to go Farrah? If we're going to go, you know, everyone's got to have, you know, weird hair color. So what's it going to be? Are we going to go pink, purple, green?
Whenever they start talking about that, everything just comes to a dead.
Exactly. And everybody, first act, it's just the band members who are debating what hair color they're going to go with. And then when they get into the whole Star Search stuff, then the producers get in the act and start saying, oh, no, you've totally got to go, you know, blue and red.
Yeah.
You know.
Fuchsia is really hot.
Right, exactly. And it's just like, and it just wastes everybody's time.
It's all Ed McMahon talks about when they're on stage. You know,
something, yeah.
With their distinctive... What is it?
Okay.
Oh, fuchsia. Okay.
Yeah. See how well it all fits together? It's
colors Mother Nature never intended.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it definitely works with the 80s. Okay. Key. Did you have
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
I'm only pass because everything is still on the overall story, and I'm trying to get the.
Go wherever you want. There's no order. They're
well,
just
I mean, I'm still thinking through a couple
oh,
ideas
okay.
that I'm going to get to when I work.
Yes.
Okay. So, Tiffany, her unique ability of being wary of something.
This is the main character.
Main character, her through line. Unique ability, which makes her able to solve the overall story. She's very wary of men in general. And whenever they're nice, she finds out whenever they're nice to you, they actually have some sort of ulterior motive. They're never just nice to be nice. So she's very wary when...
What element is that?
Unique ability.
Okay.
Nice.
Very distrusting.
Being wary, okay.
Which is why when Ed says, oh, I'm just going to be up in my office, you can come up. He's actually mother.
How rude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that works good with the outcome. Cool.
So, we're casting Ed in here, but we don't really have. We've got Bradley, Francis, Jeremy, and Keith. Reason, sidekicks, guardian, and emotion. Perhaps Ed's real name is one of those.
Oh,
right.
You know, let's
give him something. Yeah.
Francis Ed McMahon, or
right.
Keith Jeremy.
She
Ed
discovers
McMahon.
That. That's when she knows she's lying.
So do we want... I'm just trying to bring... I want to just direct that in there so we can get it in, because it's...
Right.
He's an obvious character, and it seems like...
You should be the guardian.
Yeah,
No. The guardian should be someone else on the staff, I think. You know, if Veronica is hindering something, then Jeremy is, in contrast, should be maybe not part of the producing staff, but someone associated with... the show in some way.
So who should Ed be?
He could be the sidekick. He could be faith and support. In fact, he may be a little too supportive.
So it's
Francis. Ed Francis, yeah, that works.
Francis Ed McMahon. Okay, great. Sorry, that was just this. We're referring to him. He's kind of showing up more and more in the story, and I just wanted to have him assigned a function in the story that we can then, you know, follow up. Okay, David?
And what I'm saying is his faith and support could be like an overabundance of faith and support, but he still fulfills those functions.
Sure.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Where are we?
David, did you want to do one?
Let's see. I'm considering. Let's see. No, I'm still getting lost and everything's passed, sorry.
Okay, no problem. Jeffrey?
Main character benchmark, meditating. What do we have for... Main character is trying to step out of her mother's shadow. If I remember right.
Okay.
Kind of a thing, yeah.
It's a little underdeveloped right now. We don't have the main character that developed yet.
How would be a measure of how she's progressing.
Right. So in other words, we're looking at her having a double standard. That's her domain.
Okay.
And she's got, you know, issues with telling the truth and being a know-it-all.
Mm.
So meditating would indicate how troubled or untroubled she is. Is she getting into meditating? Is she getting out of meditating? And what is she meditating on?
Right.
I like gossip. That wouldn't really fit. Let me pass on this.
Okay. Just trying to think if there's a...
Yeah. Benchmark is meditating.
Well, if you like gossip...
Yeah.
Then I would suggest the counterpoint to telling the truth, why don't you just have her be a terrible gossip? Loves to pass along gossip. Or,
so that's on her thematic issue.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't we do the counterpoint? So,
falsehood.
Well, it could be a combination of both those things. I mean, gossip is a combination of truth and falsehood.
Partly true.
Right?
Right. But I think it's, well...
Makes sense.
It's the thematic range is the issue. Yeah.
Sure. But which side do you want? Well, actually, that's a good point. Do you want that to be her gossiping as telling things that really are, or telling things that spreading gossip about things that are not true?
I like the idea things that really are, but twisting it around.
Okay, so that fits. Let's just make
the context of it.
So that would just be her issue, right?
Yeah.
Her issue.
Telling the truth.
Yeah. Issue. She loves to gossip.
Yeah.
So. That's what you wanted to talk about, and I think that's a really good place to put it, because that's definitely truth-telling when maybe you shouldn't be revealing things,
right?
You know, like the gossip column
she
type stuff.
She has no internal editor, perhaps.
And then the falsehood side is when you're gossiping about things that are completely untrue, so that's the range.
And is she gossiping about truths or untruths?
Well, that's kind of what the range is. I mean, that's why you have a point and counterpoint. So you'd have true gossip, and then false gossip and sort of mixed gossip in between.
Right.
You know, elements of truth with a little bit of falsehood, or all false with a little bit of truth.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam?
Has the relationship issue been covered?
No. We only have the domain.
Okay, relationship issue, rather, showing their band, the higher self of their band versus... the mother, the sense of self, mother maybe too much sense of herself, and the daughter low self.
Showing the band.
Yeah, that they don't need to be famous. Their relationship between the mother and daughter is the relationship grows if they can agree on the band and its purpose of being a higher. Not being just because they love to play music, not because they're good at it. The higher purpose of just loving music.
Okay.
Higher self versus sense of self.
Showing. Maybe something like showing how the band.
Is that going too far with that? When the relationship
well, it's
grows?
Not right. It's not about the band, but the band can be the subject. So you can say so showing how the band reveals the higher elements of their relationship, or the higher and lower elements of their relationship. You know, so the band is sort of kind of as the focus, but really it's putting their relationship in contrast or in, you know, in support of, or really showing how kind of crappy it is, depending on, you know, but it's, you know, the high element of it, the high self is like, you know, I'm doing this to be selfless, you know, and we're doing all this to be selfless, but really maybe not, you know.
Right, the being famous is that would be the sense of self side of the issue, you know, and not worrying about being famous might be the higher self side of that issue.
Okay, so I'll just jot it down something. Okay, Sandy.
Oh, is there one more, or...
No,
get everybody
that's
on
the three of them.
Okay. All right. Influence characters, concern of dark past.
Uh-huh.
All right. This ties into the disability thing. So everyone is of the belief that her injury, whatever it is, came from a surfing accident. But it really happened. It really happened in like an early 60s, like... sex orgy party.
11.
Yeah. 11. 11. There you, okay, 11. Yeah. Massive sex orgies. You know, she was totally into that, you know.
But it was a completely innocent love-in. I mean, as far as I remember.
Not the one she was doing. Uh-uh.
But they didn't remember.
There's
they
the
didn't
innocent
remember
ones.
Too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Grace's injury really happened during a love-in.
Yeah. Well, an orgy.
He fell off of a very high bed.
Yeah.
Cindy wants
or
orgy.
Or platform or something.
Yeah.
Huh? Orgy? Okay.
Yeah, love-in sounds too innocent. No, right. That's what's so dark about it. It's like, yeah, none of that should have ever happened.
So, we can't really, we can call it different things, but we know what it is.
Okay, so Grace's dark past injury really happened during an orgy.
This was before people really kind of knew what an orgy was. It's like early, late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, what are you talking about? What? Back in the Greek times? Or?
yeah, we didn't invent them.
I think it's been around for quite some time.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, maybe caveman
key,
times?
We're talking about...
trading went all the way back to the trades.
Yeah,
right.
It's so easy, even a caveman can do it.
Yeah.
Keith, did you want...
Okay, I'm going to suggest that, just because it appeals to me, Keith... He is a very emotional lead guitar player who completely leaves the chord when he's upset about things.
Okay. Excellent.
Just he completely what's the chord?
Leaves the chord. Like,
oh, okay.
You know, he was playing in the same key as the rest of us, and all of a sudden, because he didn't like what the drummer was doing, he just went into his own key and he's doing it a little bit. So that contributes to reasons the band is not so good. So.
And he's upset about the hair color that they chose.
Yeah, he
you
hates
know,
the hair color.
He hates the hair color.
He looks over at her. He knows I look the same bad weird thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just but his emotional lead guitar.
Yeah.
That guitar loses it occasionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't.
No,
I don't want to manipulate somebody else's idea. But if he was the drummer, because the overall story is...
Oh, I thought we had a drummer already. Was that the bass player?
We haven't got one yet, but we can...
I think Anthony's the bass player. Well, we can make Keith the drummer. I don't care. That's fine, too. If we need...
You want to have
the drummer? Well, no, he's out of control. He's out of control.
That would be a great overall story. If when he gets out of control emotional, that's the problem.
The rhythm just goes all over the place.
Okay, so just want to make him the drummer, then?
He's the drummer.
And it turns out he was the inspiration for Spinal Tap.
Right.
He's the one who
taken, but that's a good choice.
He is low up, though.
He would spontaneously combust all the time.
Right,
so,
we lose more drummers out of
that. Oh, shoot. Alrighty. Did you have, are you still working on something? You got it? Yeah.
Throw something out there. We'll tell you the words of that.
Well, I'm playing with it. Well, I was trying to figure out the dark secret and the daughter.
That
she's
from you? Sorry.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just trying to play off of that because I didn't have an
idea. Her issue of suffering a twist of fate.
Yeah, I was more looking, though, at Tiffany, the fact that, one, she has concerns about recollecting. She wants to perceive and make something a reality, so I was just trying to think, well...
But just think one thing at a time. That's the hard part.
Well,
but don't
they need to fit?
No, they don't. You only have to fill in one blank, and then other people will fill it in. And if you think of other things and they haven't filled it in, then you can fill in the second one.
It's magic. Because Dramatica makes them connect. That's
yes,
the whole point.
Yes. I mean, that's because it's a story form. Your mind is seeing the pattern, and you're going, oh, and this, oh, and this, oh, and this, and oh, and this. And that's exactly what you should be doing in a when you're trying to brainstorm.
Right.
And I mean, this is a perfect example of how you are experiencing a brainstorm. All these things are starting to link together.
This is so hard to keep track
of. A brain tornado.
Pardon me?
But sometimes all those thises are hard to keep track of.
Right. If you're not inside someone's head, all those different thises are very difficult to keep track of. So just you only need to pick one of them and illustrate just a single one, and then... Next time, come back, pick another one that builds on that. So you were talking about concern of recollecting.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying Tiffany has, you know, difficulty, has a concern of recollecting. Does anything come to mind with regards to that? It can be simple. But it's got to be a main character issue, not a big picture. So something that Tiffany is dealing with. Does she have trouble with her memory? Does she have an inability to forget?
Right. Does she remember bad things?
Or is she writing a memoir?
Okay, I'm going to pass one more time and
sure.
I'll come up with something
No pressure. Okay. Jim.
Okay, so judgment bad.
Judgment bad.
For Tiffany... She has an issue with friends, and nobody wants to be with her.
Right.
So I have a vision of seeing at the end when they win, and she's out on the stage, and everybody's cheering and you know, praising her name. She looks on one side of the stage, and her band's, like, turning away, leaving away from her because they're fed up with her,
mm-hmm.
like she's stealing
so
my
she's
mind.
Alone.
And then she looks at the other side, and Ed puts his hand on her mom's
Bush.
Butt and takes her out, and she's just left there. But she's like, haha. Like that sort of,
yeah.
It's supposed to be
the
a happy
empty
moment,
victory.
But it's just an empty sort
so
of.
So she's left alone.
Yeah.
And empty.
Okay.
Right.
Dwindle it down to that.
Well,
yeah.
No. I mean,
I know.
But I mean,
I don't have
just
the,
my
the
beautiful
real
scene down there.
Yes, I don't have the
dreamers.
Real estate. Okay, on stage.
Thank you.
Well,
my vision.
Yeah. And since this is, she does change. She may have taken some people's advice to help her.
Wait your turn.
Yeah. But that, I mean, it fits in. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a perfect one to bring up. Okay, David.
You think? I'm going to take two this time. And they should be quick.
Take two, there's Paul.
One of them is the limit option rock.
A limit?
We haven't done that yet, have we?
Nope.
No. All right. Well, consider the format of those old shows. You would have a certain number of audition sessions and then a certain number of opportunities to perform on stage.
Okay.
It sounds like they have a definite lock on the number of opportunities they have for the band to succeed or fail.
Excellent. So, are you going to pick a number or just leave it generalized?
Let's say five.
Okay. So
they have to go through an audition and then four levels on the show itself to get through the finals.
Tests to win. Okay, test is not the wrong word. What do you call it? Rounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got audition, and then the general one. So, you know, like The Voice, like all of those. Yeah, that's perfect.
I would also like to throw a quickie in for overall story benchmark.
Okay.
We
have not.
Do that.
Learning how to dance. It wouldn't necessarily be themselves, but I could also see those sorts of shows throwing out embellishments. Either to distract away from how bad the band is, or just to make them that much more glitzy and glamorous. So, depending how well they're doing, or how close they are to whatever, someone is going to throw more dancers out there.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Which element is that?
That's
a benchmark.
Funny.
Adding overall story benchmark.
Okay.
Of learning how to dance.
Gotcha.
Learning how to dance to his drumming.
Yeah, which is very improvisational.
Yeah,
that would be.
No, when he gets upset because he sees all
right,
this.
You just don't know where he's going to go next.
Right. So adding dance moves and choreography in the show that keeps on getting more and more so. Yeah, that works great.
Where are they going to find dancers with one leg longer than the other?
Exactly. Great. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I've got a good one for relationship symptom.
Excellent.
Yeah, the daughter, Tiffany, is attracted to somebody like Mick Jagger, who turns out to have been the one who had the orgy with the mother.
So she favors, the symptom is favoring, so she favors Mick Jagger.
No, relationship. Lusting after a particular group.
Lusting after a particular group.
Lusting after
this type. The mother doesn't really think that's a good idea, considering, especially after the orgy.
Yeah. Most mothers don't.
Oh, because maybe that's who she had the problem with.
Yeah.
That's what
I
said.
Totally.
Yeah.
It totally could have happened.
Love triangle.
Yeah.
If
it
really
works, the real father.
But yeah, you're right. It is a comedy,
yeah.
Right? We're.
Wait, who's the father?
Jagger.
There's a very funny movie called Killing Bono.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a semi-true story about the other band in that same town that kept getting passed up by U2, and now they were supposed to be the better band. And
okay, in Ireland, yeah.
Excellent.
It's really funny.
Sam?
This is kind of silly.
Oh, really? We haven't gone there yet.
Relationship through line inhibitor. Every time the mother and daughter are fighting, the mama Cass comes on, they just stop fighting and listen.
That's
the mamas and the papas.
Mamas and the papas, that's
stop
it.
Stop fighting whenever mamas and papas on air or record. That's great. Yeah, Vanilla's them down.
Okay,
Sandy.
This will be my last one.
This is Sandy's last one.
No.
Actually, I was gonna do a benchmark where I was gonna take learning how to dance and interpret that as saying Tiffany learns how to dance around the politics of show business and interpret it that way. Stretch it that way. But what I'll do instead is take the requirement of studying filmmaking. And reinterpret that to studying the business, studying the product, how shows are put together, how is a Starship kind of the reality competition show put together, and who's who, and basically trying
Star Search is the film, and she learns
learning that business, mm-hmm. to try to navigate, because being that the goal. Right, the goal is trying to figure out why they're putting us on the fast track.
Right.
And so the requirement is to sort of figure out how to navigate her way through that the business of producing a competition show.
Mm, okay.
Right. Which you can easily see that the consequence could also be tied into that with Mom wanting her to be an assistant or something like that. She'd want her daughter to be familiar with all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the singer.
Yeah, the famous singer and take the lead singer and make her her assistant.
Right.
Be familiar with all those things. Yeah, excellent. Right.
Jim, you'll be taking over for me now.
Don't follow your ideas.
Yeah.
You didn't write down your answers for him. No.
Mine mailed those answers earlier.
Okay.
So I have faith in you.
All right.
Next year.
We will have a meeting next week. I don't know what we're doing, but we'll have a meeting next week.
You might have one of these.
That's right. We might. Or Jeff might have another pitch to make. I'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Have a good time, man.
Take care.
So since we've got Tiffany as a change character, and her solution is contemplating a particular group, I'm going to suggest that she... Again, so much just about it being about her and her own image and things like that, and that finally in the latter performances she starts thinking about what's really good for the audience, including the judges. In other words, all those people out there. She's not just doing this for her own image, but it gradually she realizes pleasing the audience is really important. So she thinks, contemplates them, and that last performance really grabs the audience, but she also realizes that her mom had been trying to tell her this all along, so she starts listening to other people's advice, but it's too late to save Mom from Ed's clutches.
Excellent. No, I think that's, I like that, that she starts listening and that leads, that opens her up. And
so we see her last performance is great at getting the audience, but really the decisions, because she's been learning about the business, she's figured out that the performance is one thing, but there's other politics that she should have figured out sooner.
Right. Okay. Okay. Jim?
How does it work with the relationship when you're thinking this way?
Well, this is a mother-daughter relationship, so it's you're talking about the relationship as mother-daughter.
Right.
So, give an example. Pick a story point that you're looking at
in the relationship.
Well, for example, if the symptom was lusting after the particular band, we were saying that was Tiffany doing that, and
right.
And the response is being unable. Is one of them having the symptom, the other having the response, or how does?
Well, okay. An example would be, being unable is really talking about either. Being prevented from, or being disabled, like you can't, you get violently ill and you can't actually go do what you're going to do, or if it was a guy not being able to get it up, that would definitely resolve that,
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, but in the relationship, you're looking at remember, what the reason that worked in the relationship over here is because there is a pre-existing relationship between Mick Jagger and Mom, and the daughter wants to go with Mick Jagger, so it really becomes an issue between daughter and mother, because there is that common ground.
Right.
So in the response, it would be, you know, for instance, this is, I'm not suggesting this,
right.
But just for instance, it's like, honey, you're allergic to penicillin. If you catch something from him, it'll be, that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do this, but you know, you cannot go about this. You're unable to do this because you might catch something and it'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be being unable as a solution to that conflict that they're running into over her lusting after this particular guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's and it's a relationship thing. It's a mother saying it to her daughter in a mother-daughter type of moment about talking about sex, because the problem was sex-related, and so it's a disability kind of thing, or you can't do that. Or the other thing is that another way of being unable is that you're a minor.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You can't do this, or he can't do this with you because you're a minor. That would be another being unable solution.
So one of those is physical.
Or I'm unable to let you do that because I am your guardian and an adult and you're a child and you cannot, you're underage. Assuming you make her underage. I mean, we don't have an age for her yet.
Right.
Although, let's be fair, Mom and Mick Jagger, Mom and Ed McMahon.
Mom gets around.
Mom and the bass player.
Yeah. It's not easy to get your face on a surfboard. It's, you have to open it.
Stagehand over there. I don't even know his name.
And the mother was...
Or maybe it could even be she's not able to find someone that her mother hasn't slept with.
Yes. Right.
Well, her mother was famous is what we haven't really been going into that.
Right.
Well, that,
mom
but
is
that's
famous. Yes.
Mom's famous. That's the problem between the two of them. And if you extend it to everybody that's in her... She knows has already slept with her mother, so she can't find someone
who hasn't.
Who you know that hasn't.
Sound for this one.
She's unable to find someone who.
I
want a
guy who's just mine.
Right. Who doesn't have history with Mom?
Mm-hmm.
but it could any
like
that's that so that's what being unable as a solution to that problem would be would look like.
Well, does it fit that the daughter's just because she knows her mother's... Does she know her mother's past? I guess we didn't get that worked out.
Well, maybe at some point.
Or maybe
she can't have an orgasm.
Because maybe knowing what her mother's done, being famous with all these other famous people, she just can't get into these...
Yes, that's that would be fine. So the daughter's unable to get romantic because of her mother's reputation.
Right.
So you can't consider groups that way to get that idea, yeah.
Yeah, sure. There's no limit to that.
Okay.
So the response...
Contribute.
Don't worry, Ben. You don't have to fill all the details out. Yes.
It's interesting trying to separate out because I'm trying to integrate.
Yeah.
So.
And that, in this thing, it doesn't matter. It's kind of a matter of thing. Just don't. It does show that the software does sort of link it.
All right, so I'm sort of putting it in a clean way.
Oh, good.
Tiffany can't get romantic because of Mom's popularity.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You could easily also interpret that as, well, you know, do they want me or do they want my mom because she's famous?
Right.
I mean, you can see
mom,
that sort of cropping up in
particularly...
all sorts of less lascivious ways.
Yeah. Mom has not been particularly discriminating about the age of her partners.
Nor
yeah.
Where she has her picture.
Right. Plastered, right.
Yes, plastered. Okay.
Maybe you just stay with the relationship through line?
Maybe less.
And so the real problem between the two of them, extending something into the future, is Mom just sees daughter... I mean, we've basically been talking around this, but Mom sees daughter following in her footsteps... And whenever she sees that, you know, she tries to prevent it or get away or causes problems between the two of them.
Okay, so The problem is that if she's trying to cut ties with her daughter.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay,
she's her daughter's behavior, the lying, the gossiping, sleeping around sort of thing, lusting after the wrong people, is getting her daughter to a place where she'll have to sleep with that big man to make ends meet.
Grace sees Tiffany.
She'd like for this generational pattern to stop.
Following. In her shoes too closely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, that kind of makes sense with how
So she doesn't want the same life for her daughter that she had for herself. Got it. Okay, sure. That works nicely. David? Oh, David's gone.
Oh, no.
So in that case... So Jeffrey?
Yeah, I like the surfboard idea so much. I've got to get it back in there. I'm looking at unique ability or critical flaw. Do we have critical flaw
in
Influence character?
Are we talking for Grace or for Tiffany? That'd be Grace.
Grace's
personal
critical flaw.
Unique ability, no. We have response, resolve, problem and concern and domain. So no, we don't have another one.
I have this impression of the surfboard, something with the surfboard logo that keeps coming up and undoing what she's trying to do.
So that's critical flaw?
Yeah.
Providing evidence to a particular... It just keeps coming up.
So evidence...
Providing evidence... I don't know how to illustrate it.
Well, okay, evidence of her...
It's something. It's the picture. The
her past.
She was endorsing something that was with the surfboard, maybe a product or something on the surfboard, and a picture on labeled on the surfboard.
Right.
And it's coming back to haunt her. And it undoes somehow. It undoes.
It doesn't live up to the standards of.
Program,
the wholesome.
Yeah, it doesn't. The evidence doesn't match what she. Wholesome. Yeah.
So how about evidence of Grace's past endorsements don't hold up to her, or undermine her wholesome image?
Yeah.
Use sex wax.
Yeah. Yeah, something funny, like a double entendre.
Right, except that probably hadn't come out quite yet, but yes. Sex wax in the 80s, I think it had.
Sex wax?
Sex wax.
Oh, okay.
It's the wax, one of the brands of wax you put on the top of the board.
Okay.
I don't match her.
Star Search, the family show.
Okay.
And there are rumors about the original image on the surfboard.
Right. Okay, Sam?
I'm in love with the relationship story, so I'm going to... Signpost 4, being inspired by a particular group, the guest stars on that...
Being inspired by a group.
Last one.
Oh, Signpost 4. Sorry.
The guest stars for that week's Star Search is the Rolling Stones, and mother and daughter are inspired.
Hmm. So she may be with Ed, but she's seeing Nick.
Enter a little bit.
I'm sure Mick Jagger has some words of wisdom for the both of them.
Yes, I'm sure he does. Those lips, those eyes, right. Okay. Keith.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to pass since Jim is on the roll. Now.
Okay, Jim?
Oh, sure.
It's your turn again.
Sure.
I see notes.
No, I'm...
Oh, you're writing down? Okay.
Where do we have...
Well, I'm going to go ahead since I've something.
Excellent.
Influence character, her unique ability is intervening for something. And she is able to use her flirtations and sweet talk and things like that to keep rehearsals and other things moving forward. That she, you know, while the kids are arguing about hair colors and stuff, she'll still step in and try to.
Now remember, her unique ability is going to undermine Tiffany.
Right, right.
So
Tiffany's undermine Tiffany's unique ability, right?
Right.
Okay.
And
that's
so
being wary.
So her ability to intervene to get things moving for intervene in what
keeps Tiffany's unique ability of being wary of something from being effective. And I guess I'm tying it in is that Tiffany is often wrong about the things she's wary of, and Mom is able to sort of push things through despite Tiffany's wariness.
So intervene in what?
Intervening in...
Moving things forward.
In rehearsals or anything else where Tiffany's going like, oh, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that. Mom will go, okay, everybody, don't we think that's a good idea? Come on. Yeah, Tiffany, you know, she's a very organizer person. Keep it moving.
Okay, cool. Jim?
I'm not ready. Sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. James?
The overall story, Ben has trouble with dreaming.
Huh?
Symptoms. I'm just reading it again. Everyone dotes on Grace. Disrupts. So could the problem, the overall story problem, could be something as simple as... Wow, okay, now I have tons of different ideas. I mean, is this something as basic as what's his name doesn't know his line, his drumming?
Yeah, that's just purely about
that. Should probably be a little...
It seems really small, though.
Yeah, broader than that. Knowing...
Well, this
is going to be the source of conflict that's going to eventually be overcome. It's going to be overcome by...
Would it be something like everybody knows...
Recollecting.
The goings on behind the scenes, Star Search.
Or everyone knows something. Knows Grace and Tiffany's relationship to Grace, or
yeah, everybody knows
or Grace's past, or
yeah, actually that's pretty cool. Like they all know the I can't think of the word the not gossip, but the dirt on everybody else.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
So what elements is the...
This is the overall story problem. Everyone knows...
Okay.
Yeah, they can't keep it to themselves, so they would have to bring it out.
So it's basically everyone knows everyone else's business.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to do. Yeah.
Right. So it's just... Everybody knows too much about everything. Okay. Yeah, that works. Jeffrey?
Solution.
Of what domain?
Under the overall story domain. I was thinking if he came up with the problem of knowing something, I can see outcome in there. Tiffany, but I can't see the rest of it.
Oh, Tiffany just...
Over to the right.
Oh.
Tiffany, outcome.
Oh, we have... What are you looking... You mean, what ones have we covered?
No, he wants to know how to do the OS solution with the outcome.
Yeah, I
want to
do the solution.
The outcome is Tiffany discovers that Ed McMahon is sleeping with... Grace, her mom, or the lead singer finds out that her sponsor is sleeping with the producer.
Contest producer.
Okay.
Which is why they're on, which was why they won the show. And so the symptom is doting on someone.
What's another solution?
The solution, I'm sorry, brainstorming about something, about someone. So... the problem is everybody knows everybody else's dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes all this trouble And the only way to solve it is to try to
brainstorm about what there's some element of truth. I was thinking there's some element of truth that where they can prove they do have merit. They should be on Star Search on their own right.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Good.
That's a really
obvious.
Brainstorming about
somebody's brainstorming, somebody's researching. Could that be interpreted as researching somebody?
Sure.
Takes up the right.
Yeah, so they're brainstorming. They basically they figure out, you know, oh, it's kind of like it's really he's an idiot savant, or he's like
right.
that the pianist one that what was that movie
Shine.
Was
Shine. Jeffrey Rush.
Right, that is like Jeffrey Rush at Shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they figure out, oh, okay, maybe this is a new style of music.
Sure. It's,
it's
brainstorming ways to make them sound like the next new thing, even though the next new thing is kind of weird to the rest of us. But we found a way to make it sound like the next new thing, you know?
Does that fit for you, Jeff? Jeffrey?
Yeah, I was also thinking, I like the way out their the new sound.
Okay.
I guess if they're drumming, if they're a musician, it could be so so new that not everybody
takes
to it. It's revolutionary.
Right.
They develop a revolutionary sound that nobody's heard of, but they really like.
Yeah, they're the ones who created punk. No.
Yeah, or something like that, right.
Yeah, or something like that.
Right.
The click track, so you can only go to.
And that demonstrates they really do have talent.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
And that would, in fact, make sense that then they would win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's brainstorming how to re-perceive them.
Yeah.
Well.
What?
Okay. Because they're not good.
No, they're not good in the context of the traditional sense of being good.
Screw.
But when you're looking at you change the context, and suddenly
they are
good.
A lot of people didn't think the Beatles were good. They were
over
30.
How does that bring about that she discovers that Ed is sleeping with Mom? Because
they actually do win, but it's not about the winning. They won because that solved the problem. But the brains are the protagonist.
And Jagger came in and said. That's a new sound.
Yeah.
It's really close, but it's missing
a
little something.
Yeah, you are. There's a grain missing there, a connecting tissue between the outcome and the solution.
Right.
The problem's understanding why.
Goal,
it's almost like when they...
Success, misinterpreting someone's intentions. Or understanding, I'm sorry, goal of understanding a particular person's intentions.
Hmm?
Well, it says brainstorming about someone. So, I guess maybe that's about Ed or Mom.
Because there's a lot of different instincts at play.
No, I have to be.
And so
it's really close.
The rest of the
we'll think on that. Okay, Sam.
Have we done overall story symptom?
The symptom, yeah, that's everyone dotes on Grace, which disrupts the effort to create a band.
And this fits in actually because
okay, I'm gonna pass right now.
Okay,
go with existing standards.
Key. Here we'll go another 8 minutes or so, and then
we're just talking about this, so we'll talk about it together. He was asking about the. Overall story issue, which is following someone's instincts to do something versus conditioning.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm suggesting that, you know, in the band and beyond the band, there's all kinds of people with different instincts about what this group needs to do to have a chance. And they argue about those different instincts. And conditioning would be those that are sort of going, just follow the pattern laid down by all the previous groups. You know, whatever they... However they
so
won.
Who's the someone in that? Who are you saying? Who you see?
Well,
whose instincts are they trying to follow?
I sort of see it mostly as the instincts of all the people in the band. They're competing over whose instincts are right. And then Grace has her own, the sponsor, has her own set of instincts that go against the lead singer's instincts and the drummer's instincts and the bass player's instincts. So there's a lot of instinct stuff about Well, which of these instincts is most trustworthy? How do we measure the right instincts versus the wrong ones? And then the conditioning side of it is kind of like, well, let's don't be too odd and too weird, and we got to really rein our drummer in.
So the to do something is to play, or is it to win the Star Search?
I think...
Or is something else. It says to do something.
Following someone's instincts. I'm thinking that just in terms of doing how they pick songs, present themselves.
It's playing.
Playing, yeah, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, their presentation. How to do their presentation of themselves to the public and to the judges. You know.
Grace is emotion.
That's along those lines if that works.
Of doing.
It fits with the other issues that come up. I was just. Since that's the thematic, I was just.
Okay. All right.
Well, because they're all artsy, and so they all think, oh, my instincts are the ones you have to listen to.
Right. So when they're playing music, they're following it.
And the drummer is totally like, I just felt like doing that there, man.
Right.
You know.
Jim?
Now, we had on Tiffany for the solution. Was that also what she starts to do?
Solution is she starts thinking about what the audience wants. So that's for her,
mm-hmm.
as a change character, that's where she ends up going after being a know-it-all. Know-it-all, she loses all her, tends to lose friends or push people away. And so she decides, okay, I'm going to look and find, what does the audience want? And that seems to satisfy whatever that need was in her. But she thought it did, but it ended up leaving her feeling empty because she's on the stage, everybody's adoring her, and everybody that matters to her is gone.
Oh, by the end, okay. So
right, the band is going off one direction, mom's going off with Ed McMahon, and...
I was just saying that the solution itself constitutes what it means to start her growth, right?
No, it doesn't. So that's where she ends up. But in order for her to recognize the problem,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's where the start character is. In order to recognize the problem, because she's currently looking at the symptom, which we don't have, is perceiving,
right.
and seeing the response of making something reality as how to solve it, which is not solving her personal issues. So she needs to then be able to step up to the plate, and only once she steps up can she then even recognize, oh, I'm a know-it-all, and this is why everybody hates me. So what do they want? I don't know. Let me look out and see what they want, and I'll give it to them,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, which is a huge difference. You know, she's looking outside,
she's
not inside.
But that's, I didn't get the distinction between how is that not just the same as her, what constitutes the start?
The start is the stepping up. She has to step up to it. And so,
right.
so
what, I mean, there wouldn't be a different discussion for the start or the growth. That is the growth.
That is the growth. This is the stepping up to it. But it's kind of hard to describe how she grows into it if we don't have the things that she thinks of the problem and the response defined yet.
Okay.
But you'd say, okay, in order for her to begin to recognize it, she's a know-it-all, she has to, you know, step up and try to resolve.
That might be a problem.
No, go ahead.
So in that way, she can still be a changed character, but have a bad.
Absolutely. She's changing. She's changing her fundamental way of dealing with it, but unfortunately for her,
it leaves her in a bad place.
Too late.
It doesn't resolve her anxiety. The inequity is still there. Just because you change doesn't necessarily remove the inequity, and in this case, since it's a bad for her. Not so good.
Ignorance, bliss.
Mm.
Okay. So with her critical flaw, we hadn't gone into that.
We have not gone into the critical flaw of the main character, no. The critical flaw we have here as divining something about a particular group. So this would be the thing that would undermine her credibility or undermine her efforts, her effectiveness at, and her unique ability is being wary of men, which again, being wary of men is going to help things happen and success, which is good because she doesn't sleep with Ed, which means that she's still able to win, because maybe once somebody slept with him, then no way can they win. So this is going to be, she's divining something, so maybe she's finding, being able to figure out what's going on, that something's going on with
the politics of this thing.
Right, maybe, right, seeing sort of the writing on the wall type of things. I mean, you have to be a little more specific, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that would count as a flaw, even if she could...
Right, but only, it's a flaw because it undermines her efforts. None of these in and of themselves are actually anything except in the context of where we put them. So, for instance, just as an example, the fact that we have, for that unique ability, the critical flaw of divining something, because it's a variation, it's a description of a variation, it could just as easily have been a unique ability or any issue in any of the four through lines. It's just that in a story form, it represents what the story form is has set randomly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Jim? James?
Me?
Yes. This will be your last one.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
And then we have one for Jeffrey and Sam after that.
I'm just basically trying to wrap up the overall story solution brainstorming.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody knows everybody else's dirt, whatever, and it's freaking out the drummer, and he can't do all that stuff because he's freaking out. So, for the solution of brainstorming...
You're just going to refine it.
I'm just going to refine it so that it actually clicks, and
okay.
Maybe this works.
Well, excellent.
Is that, you know, they brainstorm this new sound, this wacky thing, and she really, like, pushes it to the point where it's like, just come up with the craziest stuff and come up with whatever we can to make them as bad as they possibly can be, so that when they do win, then she's like, okay, I understand what's really going on here.
They don't win for beauty, they win for standing out.
Right, they
just win because
originality
he wants to be,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the quality is of Star Search, it you know, it's
right.
Unique.
Right.
It but it doesn't matter because they stink.
Well, because their intent was, we're going to really just figure out what could we possibly do to make this as bad as... It's the...
Is it Little Miss Sunshine? Is that what it is? No.
No, but that's what it turns out.
Yeah.
It's just because of bad taste. Because Dad has bad taste. Okay, Jeffrey and then Sam, and then I want to just do a real quick summation of what we have. So Jeffrey,
I've got a good one for Judgment. Judgment Bad.
Oh, okay. We have one. We have Tiffany's left alone on stage at the end without anybody around her.
Oh, okay. Let's see something else. What's divining? How do you see? How would you define divining?
This is the
main character of Critical Flaw.
Critical Flaw.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Divining something, it's sort of figuring something out, or, you know, you can kind of, maybe without evidence, but sort of figure out.
Intuitive?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Sort of. Prediction.
The actual term is prediction, so you're able to sort of figure out what's going to happen.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Nothing's coming.
Well, could dividing something about a particular group, her critical flaw, could that be tied to Jim's, you know, because she's a know-it-all, that is a flaw because no one believes her, even though she has the answer.
Right, but this is going to specifically undermine her unique ability, which is her wariness of men.
Oh, right. Okay, so...
So she's wary of men, so what would divining something about someone, maybe like I can figure out this guy might actually be pretty good for my career, or you know, which of course
right,
would
because she's wary of men, she doesn't take advantage of
it. Right, right. Or she does and it undermines that wariness. So the critical flaw, divining
but the way men could help her.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let me just very, very quickly run down what we have, and then we'll call it a night, and I'll sometime this month, I still have to put up last month's. I've transferred and everything, but I will put this up, including I'll try to copy down as much of this as possible and put it in the file, so we'll have the gists and the storytelling and have that available in a PDF or, I'm not sure, a DSF file, probably a PDF, or both, whichever. Okay, so we have a set of 8 characters. The main character and protagonist is Tiffany, who is Grace's daughter. Grace is the antagonist and also happens to be the influence character, and is Tiffany's mother. We have the bass player, Anthony, who's the skeptic, who is the father of Tiffany but never married Grace. And Bradley is a reason character. Jeremy is a guardian. Then we have Francis Ed McMahon, who's the sidekick. And it's, yes, that Ed McMahon. And we have Keith, the emotion character, who's this emotional drummer that loses it occasionally and really just makes the band terrible that they're in. And Veronica, who is Ed McMahon's assistant, who is the contagonist, who just sort of makes things difficult for everybody in general. In that context, we have our main character, Tiffany, who really believes that honesty is good for everyone else, but she doesn't follow it herself. She's sort of like, what's good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander. Her problem is that she doesn't listen to anybody's advice, and so no one takes her seriously. And that's a real problem for her. Her unique ability is that she's wary of men. When things are nice, she pretty much thinks that they have ulterior motives. But her critical flaw, I put it in the wrong place, is that she divines the way that men can help her, so sometimes she'll go with men even though it's not in her best interest. Her problem, as we said, is that she doesn't listen to anybody's advice, and the solution is that she starts thinking about what the audience wants, what other people want, and that actually ends up having her change, and we see that change through that attention to what other people want as opposed to focusing on herself. This takes place in the 1980s in Southern California, and it's a comedy. The big picture, in which Tiffany is the protagonist, involves a band that has trouble with a drummer or drumming, and they are involved in a star search competition. We never really said exactly what Grace is, but I'd say we've been sort of treating her like either their mentor or their promoter. Certainly somebody who seems to be speaking on their behalf is, as I mentioned, is Tiffany's mother, but she also really doesn't want Tiffany to win. She's really the antagonist and has that would really prefer Tiffany not follow in her own shoes and in fact become her personal assistant rather than going into becoming a professional entertainer. Now, of course, part of this problem for Grace is that she had some sort of shady or questionable decisions in which photographs of her were put on surfboards, and she is concerned that her dark past in that in her dark in this in her past, sort of her dark past, her secret is that she received an injury during an orgy, which she doesn't like to tell about, but she frequently uses it as an excuse to get out of problems. In fact, her problem is that she, you know, she refuses to take sides, even with regards to her daughter. Her response, meaning when she thinks that there's a problem, she brings up the past injury to try to get out of her trouble. So even though this is dark past, she doesn't explain where it came from, and evidence of it crops up, which undermines her, is her critical flaw, and undermines her ability to affect her daughter. But her endorsements and they undermine her wholesome image, so that her her unique ability is also undermined, which she is and her unique ability is that she uses her flirtatious nature to allow her to intervene in moving things forward for herself and for her plans on ruining the band and the band's chances of any kind of success. The relationship, the mother-daughter relationship that we have here, is that it's a famous singer parent with her wannabe musician child. The issue is showing how the band reveals their relationship, how their relationship is better than others. So this is kind of this really strange sort of, we've got this wonderful relationship when it's really not very wonderful at all, trying to hold it up. The thing that seems to slow down when the two of them are having fights is that whenever the mamas and papas are either on the radio or someone puts it on the record player or CD player or tape player, I guess it's the 80s, so it could be either one, that they both sort of calm down and they neither one of them wants to fight. The problem between the two of them is that Grace sees Tiffany following in her shoes too closely. She really does not want her to follow. And the solution is we don't really know what the solution is, but the symptom, so what they think the problem is that Tiffany is lusting after Mick Jagger, which, of course, is someone that her mom has a history with, and her mom has a real problem with Tiffany going after that particular bedmate. So the response is that Tiffany can't get romantic because of mom's popularity. She tries to be romantic with people, but she can't because everybody knows her as her mother's daughter, and or her mother has already slept with them, which Tiffany is not interested in being seconds. So the story is driven by decisions, and ultimately will be decided in terms of who wins the star search. But in the big picture, we see that the goal is to try to figure out why this particular band is being put on star search when they're really no good. So Tiffany, as protagonist, who wants to win this but cannot figure out what is going on, and that's really the goal. And of course, a lot of other people trying to figure out, other contestants trying to figure out why this band is even making it past these different levels, because they're just so awful. We have an option lock, which are basically the five rounds that it takes to win. And of course, at each round, more and more people start getting winnowed out, and this terrible band keeps on moving forward for some unknown reason. The catalyst is that things start getting more heated or move forward when people in the show enforce unknown policies. So they maybe make up policies to get rid of talent that maybe shouldn't have gotten rid of, or allowing the bad band to continue forward for technical reasons. Whereas the thing that the inhibitor that draws it slower is that the group, particularly when they start trying to figure out their hair colors, they want to pick their individual hair colors, the story pretty much just slows down to a practical stop until all that business is taken care of. Requirement is to learn how Star Search is put together, sort of learning how to get the production elements worked out so they understand how they're making it through this, and of course the consequence of what might be going on, is that Mom is planning this alternative career path, such as her own personal assistant, so that the, you know, Tiffany, as the lead singer, keeps on getting her mother's information about, okay, well, now you need to learn, this will help you, be helpful when you're going to be my assistant in my career, and you're not going to be going in this career path at all. The problem at the heart of it, and the symptom, that what people think the problem is that everyone dotes on Grace, which is the mother, which disrupts the efforts to create the band. The response, we don't have the response. The response to that is, I'm sorry, that's just, the response is being able to see in the dark, which I have no idea exactly what that is. We didn't illustrate that. But the true problem in the overall story is that everyone knows everybody else's business, and which is also illustrated in Tiffany, who loves to gossip. So it's not only it's personally, she loves to gossip, and sometimes she likes to tell the truth, and sometimes she likes to maybe work in a few lies and that, but everybody is in everybody else's business. And the only when the band... wants to follow its instincts to play, even though Grace, their manager, is trying to get them to play more regular kind of music, they finally brainstorm a new sound to be absolutely as bad as possible, which, in fact, creates this new sound, gets them a tremendous response from the audience, and they ultimately win. That the outcome is that Tiffany, during that win, discovers that her mother and Ed McMahon have been having sex. And at the very end, Ed McMahon and her mom go walk off together. And Tiffany finds that it's, even though she's changed, she's now listening to other people, it's been, all that change is bad for her because she now is out on stage, she's won. Her band has left her. Her mom has left her, and she's all alone.
Hey.
Okay. So that's.
I'd like to mention something.
Sure.
About the solution, brainstorming about someone. Maybe they brainstorm about some other character they know about who had similar success with coming up with a bizarre sound.
Right, that's where we're kind of thinking of idiot savant or the Shine kind of character. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think obviously there are lots of ways this could be fleshed out. I mean, there are a lot of holes in this, and lots of places that you obviously can see connections and fill it in. But that's the whole point of this, is it's not to try to create an entire story, but to create a story from nothing, based on random pieces, and see how, in fact, the story form holds all those pieces, the key pieces, together, and it truly does, in fact, inspire brainstorming. It really gets your mind going, you know. And that's really the whole point of this. So next year, we have our new list for movies for next year. They are will be posted up. Sure. Well, I'm not sure. We don't really have a list where we post all of them.
Oh, no, I can do it tomorrow or this week.
Okay. But just for you guys, if you're interested, January 14th, we're going to see Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day from 2008. Then in February, Pinocchio. Yes, that Pinocchio. In March, Midnight Cowboy. April, Terms of Endearment. May will be Victor Victoria. In June, The Bourne Identity. July will be our foreign film month, and that's La Dolce Vita. Then we have The Importance of Being Earnest, the 1952 version, in August. Sweet Smell of Success in September, Cool Hand Luke in October, and then the original The Producers in November. And then next December, a year from now, we'll have another story embroidery workshop. So I guess that's it. Do you have any questions?
No, but there was a guy on the forum who was just saying that he could not see the, you know, he just wasn't getting Dramatica, and so I just kind of wish you were watching this that he could know what it was all about, you know.
You should direct him to the video.
I will.
Yeah, I think, you know, the problem with the Dramatica is that there's just so much to it. And that there's so much language, and each piece of it can be useful, but we tend to want to know everything all at once, and when we sense that there's something that we don't know, that's the thing we focus on. So
right. It's
just, that's our nature.
I mean, this, we've created a story in 2 hours, and it's messy, but, you know, it takes months to do it. To do what we do, you know, in 2 hours, maybe, you know.
Well, sure.
I think the best way of learning about Dramatica is these podcasts themselves, over and over. Watch a movie and then look at it, understand it.
Right. I mean, it's learning Dramatica. Part of the hardest thing is to try to connect what you know to the way Dramatica works, because it's sort of, Dramatica looks at things sort of sideways. You know, we're just not used to being so intensely aware of how we think about something. And since stories are really about how we problem solve, we always mask it in being something like it's external and it's pretend, but really it's descriptive of exactly how we think about it. And when we're aware that we're looking at it as how we're problem solving, our mind just doesn't like that. And it does, in fact, sort of rebel and say, you know, no, no, I don't want to do this. Erase,
the
erase,
term,
erase.
It makes it concrete. It's like how I think of it is, you're going to kindergarten, and then all of a sudden you look at Dramatica. Oh, we're graduate school. Oh, this is how you're actually serious. We're actually studying film.
Right, right. Yeah, and unfortunately, we kind of came out with a PhD version, and we've been trying to dumb it down ever since. I think we're now sort of maybe college, upper level college. We're still not down in the comfort level area that I'd like it to be, but hey, you know, slowly. Jim's been teaching it to college students and having great success, but he's doing it very gradually and little bits and pieces at a time, and using film illustrations to illustrate very particular points. And focusing on learning just those points, you know, a couple a week. So that way there's plenty of time to digest it. And that's, you know, most writers are far more interested in applying it right away to their own work. And it's difficult when you're trying to learn it and use it at the same time.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. No, this was a fun experience. I'm always amazed that it works. You know, that we can do so much in such a little amount of time.
I've got to ask, for people who have actually been in writing studios and writing staffs and studios, is it as messy as this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they all have their own story forms in their head.
Yeah, it's probably a little worse, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to anneal a bunch of different stories together that maybe don't make a nice, you know, that don't blend well. And so you're getting something that doesn't really stick together. You can kind of pound it into the same, all into one shape, but that doesn't mean they'll actually stick.
That explains Seinfeld.
Well, and the fact that they had such a low bar that they were going for, they were just saying it's about nothing, so of course it's about something, really. But you know, saying that, then it frees them up to have something that is useful. Do we run out of time?
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the time.
That was telling me to ask me if I was asleep, I guess.
Wake up.
We wanted to ask you that earlier, but
that was back in February.
Sleep story farming.
I didn't realize I could block my camera and I laid down.
Oh, I just used a piece of blue tape.
Yeah, I should have done that. I'm not that smart.
Can I ask a question using this?
Yeah,
so can I? Let me kill this first.
Yes,
purpose. Okay,
bye,
I'll
guys.
See you guys.
Have a good. See you next year.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yes. Yes.
Yeah, sorry for slowing everyone down because I was trying to all the pizzas together.
You're not. I don't need to do this. So this is a. You know. Also, remember, a lot of people who are going to be watching this are going to be like, "Huh?
Right.
No clue." So, absolutely no problem.
Okay. Yeah, because I could see the pieces coming together, but I couldn't think of items in isolation one
right.
at a time. I was trying to do too much.
It's practice.
Normally, I focus when I've been doing it, watching the movies or using it on my own. I've been focusing on the main character, impact character. But in this time, I found myself completely overwhelmed by the objective story and then trying to figure out...
Overwhelmed in a good sense or overwhelmed being...
The whole focus was on what the whole band's doing. You know, the fact that they're going through Star Search and how's that going to work out for them as if they were the main character. And so I was trying to figure out,
Well, they're the principals. You're not standing in the group saying, "How are we doing?" You're watching the group, and that's the difference. The objective story or the overall story is you're standing outside as an observer, watching what they do, and you're looking at them as the band, not as Anthony, Bradley, Tiffany, Jeremy, Keith. You know, you're looking at the band. You know, the guitar player, the bass player, the lead singer, the you know, and that's the objective view. So you're looking at it exactly right. That was the appropriate way to be examining it, and you're interested in following, you're seeing there's a goal, are they going to achieve it, what are the things that are complicating it, how does this all fit, and so that sense you have was in fact the proper context to understand them. Because they are foremost in your mind does not mean you're in their shoes. And that's what the main character is. You're in Tiffany's shoes.
Well, I kept wanting Tiffany to be solving their problem and
working
on that issue.
But she is, because she's the protagonist.
Right.
You see, so she's got her own personal issues, and then she's got this relationship with her mother. But she's also the lead singer in a band trying to get it to, you know, that's involved in this contest, but trying to figure out, how is it that we can be in this contest because we're so crappy?
Okay, so with that, what would you say of what we have here so far is the theme? What's the main character has an issue, but her issue is very vague at this point.
We
as
didn't
far
define
as
it, did we?
Yeah, it was
she loves to gossip.
False.
Okay, so you've got somebody who says honesty is a good policy, but for me, but not for others else, but all be glad to, like, gossip about you, and sometimes I'll tell the truth and sometimes I won't. I mean...
But the impact character doesn't seem to be wanting to stop her from gossiping.
No, because that's not the influence character is not about trying to stop the main character from anything.
Okay.
The main character has a problem. Something that's driving them. And it's essentially creating trouble for them. The purpose of an influence character, as opposed to an antagonist, which is trying to stop the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this protagonist trying to find out, discover what the goal is. Why are the producers putting this band on Star Search when the group's so bad? And the antagonist is trying to say, I don't want them to find out because I'm trying to undermine their efforts because I don't want them to find out that I'm sleeping with the, you know, producer and the star. So that's the overall story. But the influence character, in this case, Grace doesn't even have to know that she's having an influence on her daughter. It's that she sees the world a completely different way. She sees, there's a problem. But for her, it's a source of energy. It's not really something she wants to change.
But is she going to influence the honesty, dishonesty element?
Yeah.
Within how
Well, she'll influence the problem. Don't listen. Don't take anybody advice. I'm not going to listen to anybody else. I'm not going to take any advice. The way she does that is by not taking sides.
Okay.
She's of the opinion, I'm not going to take sides on this thing. As opposed to, I'm not going to listen to any advice. I'm going to do whatever I want. It's like, no, I'm not taking sides. That's right or wrong. It doesn't matter. You see, that's the thing is that the alternative perspective, it's not the, like an antagonist, it's not the polar opposite.
Right.
It's sort of the sideways version. It's like, she's looking at, you've got Tiffany saying, I'm an apple and you're an orange, and she's saying, well, we're both fruit.
Right.
So they're right, they're both right, and they're both wrong because they're looking at things differently. And if you're looking at the context, it's different. If you're looking at what they see, or what they're saying in that context, it's correct.
Okay.
Because they're both fruit, but they're not the same fruit, you know?
Okay.
And so that's why the influence character has that effect. So they're in the same conversation, but they're making a completely different point.
Okay. So they don't... Okay.
So that's why it's an irritant to the main character. Mm-hmm. That's why they have that influence on them. That's why they can't ignore them, because in one context, what they're saying is true, and it's really annoying. Not all contexts, but in one context, it works. It's true.
I guess that's where I'm still having to think it through, is how the different elements offset each other, so that when you say, well, of the characters here and they're there, how's that really working? That you know, the whole theory, how that actually worked out. That they're not just opposites. They're this is the kind of issue the impact characters bringing to the table that would offset, you know, an action character would be influenced by a manipulator or a
right. And if you look at that, in the one sense, they're both alike because they're both processes.
Right.
But one's looking at the outer world, one's looking at the inner world.
Okay.
For trying to solve the problem.
Right. And in
they're both along the. That's why there's the same but different. So whichever context is the sameness that allows the influence character to have that relationship, have that connection,
mm-hmm.
not relationship, but having that connection, having that the other side of the coin. But the fact that they're using a completely different point of reference is what also makes that difficult for the main character to really understand the argument, because it's like, look, I'm looking out here at activities, you're looking inside. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? It's like, no, honey, we're both looking at processes. And if you forgot the ones outside and looked inside the processes inside, you might find better answers. That's kind of what an influence argument to the main character might be, even if it's never voiced directly, except in the you and I are just like, no, we're nothing alike. That's what that describes.
Okay.
Can I make one suggestion? Because I hear a lot of the same that I've seen. If you stop... So don't concentrate so much on why Dramatica works and why the influence character affects the other one. Just you have to go on it with faith and just trust that it's all been set up and everything... The way everything's organized works. And then when you actually start writing and just go along with it by faith, you'll start to see, like, okay, I see how it works. So instead of trying to figure out Dramatica, like, use it to help your writing, and that's when you'll start making you'll start seeing how it works. So you're getting to it a different way. So instead of trying
just like you were doing here, you were suddenly seeing all these connections between things. That this is, that's exactly how you should use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why does this do that? It's the minute that's editor stepping in and trying to edit while you're writing. That screws up the creative process every time.
Okay.
But yeah, you'll end up
getting the knowledge that you want by using it.
Right, which
I don't
is very
makes sense at that point.
Not an intuitive way.
Not a linear way
of doing it, but
start,
it works.
Especially like for me, the signposts between the main character and influence character. When you do the first main character signpost, and then you kind of illustrate the first influence character signpost, you'll see like, oh, he's dealing with this sort of stuff now. And then the influence character is going to bring this. Okay, I see how that pushes the main character into the next signpost. Okay. And then, so instead of seeing, like, why do those line up, you just see how...
Because it's not that one happens in a sequence of four. It's all these things happen simultaneously, which shove them all to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to actually work with the concrete application at that level and then see how it's all...
Yeah, just start writing. Whatever your story is, just start writing, and you'll start to see, like, okay. But you have to, like, go on it with faith, which is really hard, because, like, well, a computer program shouldn't teach me how to write. But if you just go with it, because you've been here a lot, so you're like, well, there's something here. Usually people that come here a lot realize there's something here, so just like, all right, well, I can sense something's here, so I'm just going to go with faith and just write my story, and you'll start, that's how I will.
It'll start,
like,
working.
It'll start working, it'll start seeing, like, because obviously I'm obsessed with how it's, like, all supposed to work out. I still don't know, but I feel like I know more just by going with it, you know, just kind of. That it works out.
Well, it helps just to get that sense of what you just described, though. And,
yeah, but you'll make all it, eventually you make the connection, like, okay, I see why this is always, you'll see what all the, like,
just like tonight. I mean, we had 8 people putting together a single story in 2 hours.
It had to come together, yeah.
Right. I mean, none of us had any idea what the story was going to look like ahead of time, so there was no preconception about, oh, this is, tonight I'm going to make sure this story is about, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there were no preconceptions coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have a story form that we were expecting or the character set that we were expecting. I'm really surprised we had our main character as the protagonist, the influence character, the antagonist.
And the main character, who's the child, is Tiffany, who's an 80s pop star, and mom is Grace, who's Grace Jones from the 70s.
Right. Or 60,
like,
late 60s,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm intimately... connected to certain studios that I know. One studio that spent 3 or 4 years on a single story right now, and it's a huge disaster because there's, like, it's basically like 10 or 12 different story forms all mashed together because everybody has their own idea. So the story that we just made in 2 hours is so much stronger than, I mean, it still has stuff that needs to be fixed out, but it works so much better than something that's,
it's cohesive. I mean,
years.
That's the one thing,
yeah,
about it is it's cohesive, you know. You can say, oh, yeah, there's lots of holes. Well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see how this connects to that, and, I mean, across the through lines, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, how their relationship can affect their performance and all that stuff. And,
mm-hmm,
yeah. And how,
yeah.
I think it's... It. I'm always surprised at where these go. I say that every time. But I'm always surprised it works, and I'm always really surprised where it goes. I like this story...
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this story is a lot of fun. We've had some where I didn't particularly care for where the story went, but it worked. You know, especially if we don't... Comedies are always much better to do in a group.
Fun.
Not really very good to do a drama with a group, because then it gets really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Or really bizarre.
Yeah, the ones for my students always turn into adult erotica,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
They're 20, so...
Yeah, it's
adult erotic comedies.
Yeah, that's a given. It happens all the time.
This podcast was brought to you by Wright Brothers, creators of software for writers since 1982. Visit us at www.screenplay.com and www.dramatica.com.